were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would even dare to die. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
What does it mean that Christ died for the ungodly? How did mankind become ungodly in the first place? In the first chapter of the Bible, we read that God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. If mankind was made in the image of God in the beginning, why does the Apostle Paul say that we are now ungodly? The first man, Adam, was given one specific law by the Creator and Lawgiver, and he chose to disobey that command. Adam was given a choice, and when that choice was exercised, he chose autonomy from the Creator. He believed the lie of the serpent and introduced death into existence. The tragic and hopeful truth about mankind is that the image of God is terribly defaced, but not totally lost. The Apostle John states that the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. And this is how the story goes. After 400 years of not hearing the voice of God, the time had come for God to make his presence known once again to his people. But it certainly would be different this time. In the Old Testament, God made his presence known through a burning bush, a pillar of cloud, an angel, a still small voice. He was faithfully with his people, but there was also a distance, a reverent divide created by his holiness and mankind's sin. But this time he would come closer than ever before. This time his feet would tread the earth, his laugh would fill a room, his presence would be made known in an entirely different way. He would be flesh and bone, and grace and truth. He would be Emmanuel, the incarnate Christ. He would be God with us. And it all began in a town called Bethlehem a long time ago. That's where heaven met earth in the first crying breath of a baby boy born on a quiet night in a stable. This is where the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This is where glory appeared.
5, we see that it was at the right time that you appeared. But it wasn't enough that you appeared. If you just appeared and you were born in a manger and didn't grow up and live the life that we have failed to live ourselves, that would never be good news of great joy. But we do know that you have not only appeared, but that you lived a full life and you died a death on a cross that was on our behalf. So not only has your glory appeared, but your glory has been applied to us. And as we move on throughout this worship experience, I pray that in this second segment, this second movement, that you would speak to our hearts, that we'd be so delighted in what has happened to us and is truly good news, and we are filled with great joy because of it. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life.
If Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, how did he go about that destruction, and how does his work apply to us? The author of Hebrews says that, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. Peter says that Christ bore our sins in his body on a tree. Isaiah prophesied that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus was and forever will be the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus lived the life we were supposed to live, and he died the death that we deserve to die. When we trusted his sacrificial, substitutionary death on our behalf, we are justified. Justification is an act of God. It is a legal declaration in which God pardons the sinner of all his sins and accepts and accounts the sinner as righteous in his sight. God justifies the sinner solely on the basis of the obedience and death of his Son, our representative, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to the condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. So our justification, the forgiveness of our sins, comes to us because Christ bore our sin, bore our curse, bore our guilt, and so released us from condemnation. This is what it means that we are justified. We are released from the punishment we deserve, and Christ's righteousness has been credited to our account. His glory has appeared and has been applied.
Before the skies were stretched abroad, from everlasting was the Word. God was He, the Word was God, and He must be adored. By the Word all came to be, the universe in all contained, showing God's authority, His power and His reign. Glory, glory, glory in the highest. Glory, glory, glory. God is with us.
Though his glory still proceed, never changing from our Lord, he laid down his majesty, took on
his life in love, so our lips could gladly tell.
Christ the Word has come to us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Glory,
glory,
glory. The Lord has come to us, our God Emmanuel. Glory, glory. God is with us, with us.
stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Let's all join together.
Now a child, once empty, now
prodigal, now home. Once lost, now found. Once an enemy, now a friend. Once poor, now crowned. His glory has appeared and has been applied and is now adored. We rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Lord, worship.
Jesus is the promised one, the Word come down.